The following Dafyomi recording is from the 13th cycle. It's followed by a brief review where you can do the whole daf in 5 to 10 minutes, depending on its length, and continues with the exact same Dafyomi from the previous cycle with a different audience and different ambience, which you can use for Chazorah. Enjoy. Today's daf from the Sechet Brachot is Daf Tet Zayin, and we're holding on Tet Vohum and Beit right at the bottom. Von Rabbi Chami bar Rabbi Chanina, we've been in the middle of the Ma'amores, said by Rabbi Chami bar Rabbi Chanina, and so an additional thing, yesterday he spoke about being medactic in Kriyat Shema, and now already we're moving on to a drosha in Parshat Balak, Lama nismachu ohalim lenechalim. Dechti ve'kanechalim natayu, teganot alei nahar ke'ahalim nata. The problem over here, of course, is that ke'ahalim is not ohalim. Ahalim are aloes and not tents. And therefore, Tosfos says it's not really referring to these ahalim. It's referring to the matovu ohalecha that is written right by this pasuk also. So it's comparing the matovu ohalecha to the nahar. Lomar lecha, just like nechalim, or ma'alina tadam mituma l'tahara, and you go to the mikveh, you become tahor, so too are ohalei Torah, ma'alina tadam mikaf chovah lekaf zechut, and brings a person to be mitahar himself internally. Hakorelam afreya lo yatsa. So Rabami, and then the next thing, this is, as usual, they quote the wrong introduction, the printer inserted the wrong piece of the Mishnah. What we really want to discuss over here is not Hakorelam afreya, but karav ta'a yachzor lemakom sheta'a. So there was once a maaser where Rabami and Rab Asi were the best men of Rabbi Elazar, and they were kakatra da ginana la Rabbi Elazar was preparing the chuppah for later that evening. And meanwhile, the chatan is there, and he's saying, why am I sitting around here watching you do the chuppah? Look, while you guys are busy, I'm going to go learn the Beit Midrash. But we'll make a deal. I'll come back and I'll tell you what I learned. So he comes and he finds Latana, the Ketani Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So this Tana is saying over the formula of Karav Ta'av, and Yodei Aleichan Ta'av. So he adds here in the Braita that he should be Chozer L'Rosh, and if he's Be'emza Perek, so Yachzor L'Rosh. If it's in the middle, this explains now the Mishnah, you're in the middle of one of the Parashah, go back to the beginning of that Parashah if you're not sure where you lost track. If you're between Bein Perek L'Perek, so then you don't know where you are, you have to go all the way back to the opening, Chozer L'Perek Rishon. If you get confused, as often happens, where you suddenly wake up and say, wait a minute, was that Uchtaftam of the first parak or the Uchtaftam? Am I supposed to continue with Laman Yubuyamechem? So you got mixed up over there. You go back to the Ketivan Rishonah. Now you have to assume that you were only finishing the first one. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, and here is the brilliant Kiddush that he caught today. Lo shonah lo shalot patach b'laman yubuyamechem. This is only if you did not find yourself saying Laman Yerbuyim Echem. But if you found yourself saying Laman Yerbuyim Echem, then you suddenly say, wait a minute, was that what I was supposed to say, or was I supposed to say Ayah? Then you can trust yourself. If you were Poteh Laman Yerbuyim Echem, you can't trust your conscious mind, but at least you can trust your subconscious mind. So Sarche Nakat Vate, there is just your habit drag you on, and you probably continued in the right way. He comes back and he tells them over this thing that he just learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Ativata, vamalu. So they said to him, oh my God, forget about your chuppah. If we had just come for this, it would have been kedai. Because this, unfortunately, is an all too common occurrence, as the Yerushalmi puts it. How much do we owe our heads that automatically figure out when they're supposed to bend in modin? It's brilliant. Zakrei the commissioner. So we have over here two things. Now, an ilan is a lot less secure than a nidbach. A nidbach is a scaffolding with a kopi gumim in modern Hebrew. But there's a chiddush in each one. So if you're a worker who's taking care of trees, you're on top of a tree, you don't have to come down to say Kriyat Shema. And even if you are a Rosh HaNidbach, which is more secure, you cannot be mitpalel on Rosh HaNidbach. Because over there you need complete concentration for a long time. You don't feel comfortable at the edge of the Empire State Building, even if you're used to the heights. And for tefillah, you come down. Chatan, patur mikriyat shema, laila rishona, ve'ad motzei shabbat, im lo asa ma'aseh. A chatan, and we saw this earlier, we're going through it again, because he's torut tirdat mitzvah. So if he's marrying a betula, and he's all involved in his performance, and if he's going to find betulim, and so on and so forth. So he's too torut really to concentrate. And this is even for the next 4 days. Remember, normally they would get married on Revi. So Mamela, even through Mitzvah Shabbos, some kind of, this is even if he, most time, even if he was not Osem Maaseh, but by then he's used to the situation. Others learn that it could be that he's just coming to tell me had Mitzvah Shabbat, that even including Leil Shabbat, then he still is Tarun. Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel, Shenasai Shabbat Kara Laila Rishana, whereas Rabbi Gamliel once got married and violated his own dictum. He said that, he said Kriyat Shema. Omru lo tamidav limadatenu rabbeinu shechatan patur mikriyat shema. Why are you saying Kriyat Shema? Amala, shush, eni shomea lachem levatelim eni malchut shamayim afilu shachat. I'm supposed to listen to you Greeks. Tana Rabbana. Omanim korim barosh elam barosh adidbach lepalim barosh azayit ubarosh hateina but sharka leilonot yodim lamato mitpalim. So even when it comes to tefillah, this extends on it in the Mishnah, that there are certain trees, most learn, that there are certain trees, such as the zayit and the teina, that are very, very secure, many branches, thick wood, and you don't worry about falling off. And there they can even be mitpalel. Other ilanot, there should be already lamata mitpalelim. Others learn a different shot, that in the Rosh HaZayit, the Rosh HaTeina, it's complicated to get down, because they're so big trees, and it'll take you a long time, and it's not fair to the guy who hired you for you to take off time to have to go all the way down and climb back up again. By the time these Jews finish their work, you know, 90% of the time is going for this mitzvah and that mitzvah and so on. Might as well hire an Arab. So it's not a good idea. Of course, today, unfortunately, it is the opposite. Others learn. What? What?
Sure, it's not so high.
Oh, what?
The apple trees and stuff.
No, a highly developed tree? No, now we do it just to make it easier for agriculture, but the tree naturally is well developed. Others learn because there's a lot of hefset in these trees that go up and down. You break off branches, the wood is sensitive and so on. Okay. The balabayit, benkach or benkach, yored lamato mitpalel, balabayit never stays on top of a tree. It doesn't matter what kind of a tree. Again, question whether that's because, why should we be makel on the balabayit? It's people that you're paying, they don't have a right to take advantage of you, but you should already give of your time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others learn the balabayit is never secure, because he's not used to doing this kind of work. So Paul, if he's on top of a secure tree, can concentrate the daven. So he should be yored lamata mitpalel, v'shein da'atam yoshevet alav, under any conditions. That's how they learn. Romele Rav Mori, brother brought Shmuel and Rava. So Rav Mori, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, we don't say who his father was because his father was a goy. Shmuel's daughter was raped and he impregnated her with him. And the father's name, he became afterwards a Geret on the Chacham. His name was Iser, but in order to be Miaches, the grandson after Shmuel, they would call him the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Anyway, so he asked Rava tonight. Omanim korim rosh elam rosh amit bach. On the one hand, it says they can even say Kriyat Shema up there. Apparently, you don't have to concentrate so much. On the other hand, doesn't it say Kriyat Shema Tzarei Shechavein Et Libo Shnema Shema Yisrael Ulahalanu Omer Haskeit Ushma Yisrael. As we saw yesterday, Haskeit means with profound concentration. So then, if that's the case, Malalan Bahaskeit Afkan Bahaskeit. Apparently, Kriyat Shema has to be with profound concentration. Ishtik, we didn't have an answer. He finally said, you know, as in most cases, where people ask the question, they really want to say the word. So, okay, what did you hear? Did you happen to hear something? I'm like, yep, as a matter of fact, I did happen to hear something. Yes, you have to concentrate. Meaning, when we say up on top of the tree, we don't mean while you're picking. So you're picking a date and you're saying, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Chad. You stop what you're doing. That's the concentration. Wait a minute. But we said before, Atanya Betilel Rimo Skindel Machtan Vekorin. You do say Kriyat Shema while you're picking dates. So that, and now you're saying you don't. So in either direction doesn't make sense. Either we're going to be over on the Etzem question, we're going to be over on Shilot's dictum. Look, Asha beperek rishona beperek sheni. There's a difference between the first parsha Kriyat Shema. Tosfos points out, the Maaseh, we don't paskin the first perek, we paskin the first pasuk. But that was the machlokas we had before. Fine, so the Gemara just chaps on this pshat because this is Rava's pshat. But the Maaseh, in the pasuk rishon itself is okay.
Is it possible that another area of malachi can be Isaac, but on top of the tree?
No. That's what he's saying. That's the only explanation, how it would still be haskeit on top of the tree, and that's true always. Correct. I mean, that's Gemara. Gemara's there for that.
I understand.
Even on the ground, it would be the same. Gemara doesn't view the etzim involvement in the malach as being different on the tree or elsewhere. Toner Rabban and Apoalim Shayo Simin Lacha Itza Ba'alabayit Korin Kriyat Shema Umavorchin Lefanev Lacharea Vochlin Pitan Umavorchin Lefanev Lacharea Umitpalalin Tfilah Shashvane Esrei. So basically, you're working with somebody else, you have a right to say the Birkat Kriyat Shema, and you make a bracha before eating, and you say Birkat Hamazon after eating, and you say Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, but let's not overdo it. I mean, don't do Chazor HaShat. Ein Yodin Lifnei Ateva. If you're a Kohen, Ein Osin Kapehen. I mean, you know, there's a limit. But Tanya asked the Gemara, but the Braita says we don't say the full Shmoneh Esrei. We only say Me'in Yudchet, which is, of course, just the bracha of Avinenu.
So what situation is this?
Where somebody else is paying you. Omer of Sheshit, that's not a problem. There's a general machlokas between Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua about whether you are generally going to say Yudchet Brachot or whether you say Avinenu. I don't get it. So if we're saying it's Alibi the Rabbi Yeshua, who says that anyway, a person can always be Chayef to daven only in Yudchet. So why does it say Pauli? This would be true about anybody. So if you look al adam dami, I mean, obviously, in this case, it would mean the Poel doesn't have an option. Everybody else has an option if he wants to be told Shmoneh Esrei. But there'd be no point in saying it, because if anybody has an option, obviously the Poel has to read the short version, because why should he choose the long version on the Cheshbon of somebody else? So therefore, we shouldn't have said it. Ella, you're right. And Lamaisa, normally, a normal person can't say Avinenu. So what's, how to explain the contradiction? Oh, it depends. Kan bo'osim b'scharan, kan bo'osim b'su'udatam. Some po'alim are being paid by the hour, paid by the day, and besides which they have their lunch hour and so on and so forth. A guy like that, who's being paid, I mean, come on. Now it's tea time, and now it's lunch, and that's free time. That's already not fair. So that Rabbi Gamliel over there allows Avinenu. But there are po'alim where Dafka the Balabait is not paying them. He's supporting them. In other words, you live in my little shanty behind the house, you eat by me and so on, and you pay for your rent by doing work by me. So over there he's not so mocked, but he basically becomes an extended member of the family, and there he's not making money. So Basim Bisudatam, let him daven a full Shmoneh Esrei. And in fact, Tanya Po'alim, Shal Yuasim Malachait Sabalabayim, Korin Kriyat Shema, Umit Palalim, Vochlin Pitan, look what it says over here. Ein Mavarech Lefaneh, they do not say a Birkat HaMotzi before eating. They're Mavarech La'achareh, but they're not Mavarech the whole Birkat HaMazon. They're only Mavarech two Brachot. Which two Brachot? So they say Birkat HaZan, the Brachah Rishonah, normally. But there's a special shortened version of Birkat HaMazon for Po'alim, in which they begin the Shniyah, the Poteach B'Birkat HaRetz, Nodelecha. They start with Nodelecha. But they're Kolel Bonei Yerushalayim in the same bracha, Birkat HaRetz. So they don't make the third bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. But here the Braita clarifies. Babet Varim Amurim, Bosim B'Scharam. This is where they are being paid. So they're being paid, they have to be Mekatzer. Avalosim B'Sudatan. Or, even if they're being paid, but the Balabayit is with them and invites them. Over there we understand a guy is with them. I mean, it's not going to be that mocked. But, you know, okay, you guys go, I'll do the bunching myself. That's already not normal. So because of that, we're assuming Mistama is Mochel, and therefore Mavarchim Ketikuna. Now, Lamaisa, all of these things have changed because they're very much socially mandated. Because whatever is the standard. Nowadays, the standard is that people, it's assumed they're going to take off a daven or the legabi Birkat Kohanim. Over there, were many places we don't do Birkat Kohanim, so there people who are not marked to do Birkat Kohanim, so better don't do, even if you're in a place where they do. And it all basically depends on the situation. Same thing is true, legabi Ovedinim of Afsakota, we learned. You know, you're mafsik for somebody who l'chavod or machbat the year. Nowadays, the assumption is that you meet somebody And he shows you, he's the same Kriyat Shema. You don't expect him to say good morning. Even though Mikra Adin, he's really supposed to say good morning. So Mamela, again, the question is the chiyuv of the social response. Chatan patur mikriyat Shema, Tan Rabbanan. B'shiftecha, this is a review of the sugya we had earlier. B'shiftecha beveitecha is prat l'osek b'mitzvah. Uvelechtecha baderech is prat l'chatan uzapin osek b'mitzvah. But as we'll see, is tarut yudah b'mitzvah. Mikan amru, hakoneis et haptula patur, et almana chayav. Because an almana, first of all, you're not koshesh that there's a problem with her betulim, obviously, she's already been married. And secondly, she's already sexually mature, and you're not really, she's not going to be mocked, but on your performance, and you understand she's an almana, there's not as much as a sense of worry. My mashman get it, b'shiftecha b'beitecha b'davka means, osu b'mitzvah, lechtecha b'der, I don't see that. Because derech is reshut, the derech means you're on the road. What does on the road mean? I mean, if anything, on the road is the name of being free and easy, right? And I think they're just putting out the movie this year, Carol. It's on the road. It's on the road, should be reshut, not derech reshut. Avakanami reshut. I mean, the guy's not an amoritz, you know. Milo, skina. But I don't understand. I mean, a derech has to be reshut. Can a derech mean that you're going with bar mitzvah? Whatever the derech is. If anything, it's saying, I don't care what you're on the road, no matter what it is, be kore. No. What's belechtecha? Belechtecha means for your own personal path. Whatever. So it's only belechtecha baderech shelcha hodem echayavta. If you're going on a derech of mitzvah specifically, then you're potter. So I don't get it. The issue is going on a derech towards a mitzvah. That's why the chatan is patur. What's the difference between the betula and the almanah? Both of them are mitzvah. I mean, you're supposed to get married. So I feel like it's the almanah nami. No, it's not a question of on your way to the mitzvah. It's a question of involvement in the mitzvah. Because ocha torid, ocha lo torid. Wait a minute, torid? You mean the question is whether you can concentrate. So how about if the stock market crashes, you should be put different Kriyat Shema? Afilu tavas v'dato bayad nami. And yet, alom am rebaba barzav dal marav, an ovel, who is certainly torud, and he's feeling miserable and not happy about his loss, but he nonetheless is chayav b'chol mitzvot amurot b'torah, except for tefillin, because tefillin are called pe'er. And pe'er is not appropriate for an ovel. Shenemar parcha chavosh alecha. Yes, we're not saying torud. We're not saying derech. We're saying the combination. If you're torud, a tirud of a mitzvah, over there, the stock market crashes. A loved one dies. You're tirud of your own determination how to react. The din of avilut is not to be miserable. The din of avilut is to act as if you're miserable. But there's no chiyuv to feel miserable. That's your own decision. How it is that you're responding to avilut. The same thing is true of a stock market crash. It's up to you how to respond to the stock market crash. So over there, that's called reshut. Shenken, over here, the Torah is telling you that you need to be involved on this level, and that level is matrit.
And the chassan needs to be involved on that level?
In terms of his emotion?
Right.
No, but over there, the tirda that he has is because of the chiyuv of the mitzvah. The tirda of the avilut is from the death. It's not from the mitzvah of the avilut. It's not connected to the avilut. But because of the fact, listen, if it were up to me, what, you think I'm crazy? I'd get married. I got a broker who told me I have to get married. What am I going to do? That once I'm already, I have to get married. Vase, mirror, what am I going to try? So, that's the tirda of the mitzvah. Our dear president. Rachatz. Now, it appears that not only did Rabbi Gamliel say, I don't listen to you guys, apparently everything in his life was unique. You know, watch not how I act, listen only to what I say. So his wife died, and he goes and he washes, he takes a shower. Rachatz Lila Shon Shemeta Ishto. Amrula Tamidav, Rebbe, the Baratena Rabbeinu, that an oval is also to take a shower? A Surly Chutz. Amarlam, I'm not a normal person. That's regular people are not allowed to take showers. Any kishar b'nei adam, istanisani. I'm a very sensitive guy. It's not so. Again, Tosus understands this is my sovereign paskin that the iser is specifically in terms of ta'anuk. It's not that a person is usher to shower is another. So I think it's around Tisha B'av. It's not your usher to shower. It's usher to be mit'amei with water. Just like the halacha is, if you're dirty, you have mud all over you. So, of course, you go take a shower, wash off the mud, even on Tisha B'av, even on Yom Kippur. It's a question of washing something up. You're not able to be mitaneg. I'm not being mitaneg. Now, the Maitis, the sheet of some of the Gainim, is that Istinis Ani is that I am someone who will become ill if I don't take a shower. But the Maitis, we don't pass an advocate here, but that's a very mocking sheet. Another thing that he did strange is when his Eved, the famous Tavi, was a big Talmud Chacham, died, so people would come to Menachem him, and he was Mekabel of Tanchumim. Rabbi, what's going on? The Mediterranean Rabbi, you know? Shein Mekabel of Tanchumim al Avadim. I thought you're not supposed to be Mekabel of Tanchumim al Avadim. Tosu says because maybe people will assume that they were Miuchasim and not Avadim. And then it'll be Nichshel in the marriage. They'll assume that they're kosher. The children are kosher. Kuna and so on. So he said to them, well, that's other Avadim. My Avadim are different. And the Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Avadim Kasher Haya. He was a very important guy. And the question about whether this is a thing that somebody could do in general, the way Rabbi Gamliel did, okay, he wants to back on himself, correct? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, siri, lo kol harot seli to et Hashem yito. What do you think, he's so holier than thou? That he's saying, well, only normal people have a problem being b'chavin in Kriyat Shema, not me. No, you have to be on a madriga like my father. That's already mutter. Okay, so my time with Rabbi Gamliel. Why did Rabbi Gamliel hold that, in fact, it was okay for him to shower? Because Kasavra Adinut Laila de Rabbanan, Dichtiva Achritak Yom Mar, that the din of Aninut in the nighttime after the funeral is only a din de Rabbanan. Because the Pesuk states, Kiyom, Ubimkom Istinis, Lo Gozer, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were not Gozer, but Mokom Istinis. This is a big problem. Because if Tosfos is correct, that the issue over here is that there never was an Isser of taking a shower, there's only an Isser being mita'adneg, what's the difference whether it's b'niraita, b'nirabon, it's nothing to do with it. There never was an Isser. So in fact, the Rishonim say that the point of here is logozu b'rabonan, since istinis is not nikar mibachut. You know, if a person's dirty, of course he can wash even beyond. But how are people supposed to know there's an istinis? So Mamela, he held to do such a thing on the same day, there would have been a gezer that people will learn from it, that it's mutter, or that there'll be chayshe, that somebody's being over. But that's only where there's a diuraita involved. That the Rabbanan should be gezer on a time when he had some iser is the Rabbanan, even though the Maisa there is no iser. But that there should be gezer, it looks like iser because it's not nikar, that we don't say. That's the meaning of the difference between diuraita and the Rabbanan. Now, the Braita explains this at length. Turn around. Avadim u'shvachot, the reaction to their death is inon dimaleim b'shura. You don't make a shura after the burial. Inon rimaleim birkat avelim, which they used to make at the Yisuda, Shabrocha, Tanchume avelim. And there was a maaseh where Shifchato Rebbe Eliezer died. Nichnesu talmidav l'nachamo. Now, his talmidim felt that his relationship with the Shifcha was also miyucha, apparently. And therefore, they should be menachem him. They came to be menachem, and he sees them coming. So he goes upstairs to get away. Alala aliyah. They follow him upstairs. So it's, oh my God. Nicholas lant pilons. He goes into the hall, into the living room. They follow him. Nicholas zuacharab. He goes into the living room. Nicholas zuacharab. He says, you know, you guys are not too bright. I thought you'd get the message with some warmish water. Now I'm trying to pour boiling water, actually still can't get the message. Now, what do you want me to say to you? I have to spell it out to you. I was trying not to say it. I didn't want to embarrass the nifter. The Nifteret, but Lamaisa, she's not an adarga that I'm supposed to treat her differently than other Avonim. What do you say, Ma'om Nimalayam? You say to a person, you feel you want to express the loss, fine. If a person suffered a monetary loss, his shor died, his chamor died, so what do you say on them? You say, Yamokim Yenachim Yisrael Matashah, it's the only Yerushalayim. You say, Yamokim Yamalei Lechach Yisrondcha.
If it was a bull market.
No, there you go. Kach Omri. So too, you say, Alavdova, Shifchato, Hamakom Yemalei Lecha Chisroncha. Tanya Ida, Avadim Ushvachot Ein Maspidim Ota. You don't say a hesped either. You didn't mention hesped. Rabbi Yossi says, well, I mean, but you could say the minimum. Yeah, I mean, it says an Eved Kosher. Yeah, you should say something. So you can say, Hoi Ish Tov V'Neman V'Nehenem Yigio. So they said to Rabbi Yossi, you can't say much more than that on the best of people. So, im gain mine after l'ksherim, what are you going to say about somebody else? Halavai, you should be able to say such a nice aspect. Tan Rabban, im korin avot, we see that there's a question, the reason we get into this, is because there's a shaila of calling an older person, auntie, uncle, or their minhag was Papa Joe, you know, or Mama Joanne, and so on. So that's how they would talk to
friends.
About Avod. No, about Avod. So they used to call it.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, Aunt Jemima, exactly. Mama Jean, exactly. Great. Mama Jean back in the yeshiva. The cook was Mama Jean. Very good.
Uncle Ben.
And Uncle Ben, that's right, there we go. Yeah, but this is Mama, Mama.
Yeah, yeah.
Anna, she was really Mama. She used to spike the food with
yeah, she was Mama.
So in Karina Avot Ella Lishlosha, the in Karini Mahot Ella Arba. Okay, now why do we only have three Avot? I mean, is it because what are you going to do? You can't call the Shvatim Avot because you don't know which one is really your daddy because you don't know which Shevet you come from. So Avot my time, is that why? Maybe we come from Reuven, maybe we come from Shimon. We can't call him a daddy. But if that's the case, then how do you have four Imahot? Nami lo yadina. How do you know if you're Rachel's son or if you're Leah's son? So you see that there's nothing to do with the genetics of it. Ela ada chashive, tvelo chashive. It's not considered to be primal enough to be an Av. Only those three. Tanya, idach avadim mushvachot ein korinotam Abba ploni v'ima ploni. You're not supposed to call them Mama Jean. Except, of course, if you're Rabbi Gamliel's house. I mean, I'm naturally that's special. So Rabbi Gamliel, haya korinotam Abba ploni v'ima ploni. What? My silly store? I don't understand. You just said you don't. Well, I mean, we said already, Rabbi Gamliel, everything is more kosher from him, including the avadim mushvachot. Rabbi Elazar. My dechtiv, kein avarechcha bechayai, bishimcha esa kapai. How do we explain that? Note that avarecha bechayai, this is a reference to Kriyat Shema. Nesiat kapai, mesa kapai, always refers to masat kapai. That's tefillah. But bechayu chayecha, berech yamecha, that is a remez to inyonim of Kriyat Shema, matem otam, and so on. The imose came, and what is his scar? The posik continues to say that the scar is kamo chele deshen tizba nafshi v'siftei rinna note the Russian plural yahalel pi. So what this means is no chel shnei olamim olam hazev olam hapa shneber v'siftei rinna note yahalel pi. Rabbi Elazar bought the Messiah tzulute every day after his tefillah. Now the minute was that since tefillah is always supposed to be in yonim of rachamim, and not just a closed nusach that a person babbles without even remembering where he's holding, of course that's why this appears here in this sugya, where we're talking about your subconscious. So they would add a special tefillah of their own. Of course, in perfectly natural form, the tefillah of their own became an addition which was standardized, unfortunately, but what can you do? But these were the different tefillot on their own that they used to add after the Yudchet Brachot. So Rebbe Elazar used to say, Yiratzom b'fanech Hashem Elokeinu, shetishkon b'purenu ahava v'achva v'shalom v're'ut. Some say purenu is a lotion of pur, that was in our, how would you say pur, in our fate. Yeah, our karma, so to speak, should be, it's our chelek. Others say purenu means in our bed, literally. There is in our personal relationship, in our intimate relationship. Ava, achva, shalom, v'reus, v'tarbek v'leinu v'talmidim, v'tatzliach sofenu acharit v'tikva. Give us hope for our ends, as the Rambam brings in the Ovis Tshuva, k'dei sheyamut v'bal teshuva. Tasim chakinu b'gan Eden, taknenu b'chover tov, b'yetzer tov b'olam cha. And let us wake up and find ourselves even naturally. Nimtza yichu levavenu mirat shemecha v'tavo lefamecha korat nafshinu letova. Thinking about our needs.
What happened to the tefillah?
To what?
What happened to the tefillah?
Thank heavens it wasn't standardized, but you're welcome to use it. Rav Yochanan bought it in the same so that they are
marachim. I mean, these were personal things.
Personal tefillah. Some of them were adopted, and some of them weren't. Take a look at what sad shape we're in. We're really in bad shape. Titlabesh is because the midot are begadim, essentially. So they're manifestations. These are all various lashonot that are meramis to the the different midot on the Shir Koma. So each one is a different part of the guf. So one is ituf, one is kisui, one is lavush. Titazer bechaninotcha, which we understand as the lashon of a belt, which is connected Yosef, which is chen, which is connected being mechonenas, and so on. Tavo lefanecha midat tufcha v'naftenutcha. You shouldn't be nohig with us. Minasadin. Rabbi Zeira brought in the same sort of mark. You are some of the Hashem Lokinu, Shalon Echte, Velonevosh, Velonikalemi Avotenu. Either we shouldn't be worse than our parents were, or we shouldn't be embarrassed from our Avot that we'll see how we're acting. Rabbi Chia brought in the Matsum Rav. You are some of the Hashem Lokinu, Shetehator Atchom, Natenu, Vayat Velibenu, Vayat Shechoinin. Rav brought the Tzulot Yamahashi. And this became now a little bit of a Nusach mess up. In the sitter, as I'll explain in a minute. So he used to say, "Ratzon v'nefesh Hashem lo kedesh titeinu lo chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnasa, chayim shel chilutz atzamot, chayim sheyesh bem yirat chet, chayim shein bem busha klima, chayim shel osher v'chavod, chayim shetivonu ahavat Torah v'yirat shamayim, chayim shetemala lanu et kol mishalot lebenu l'tova." And they put in parentheses brachot tefilat Rav. Which somebody thought meant, what is that supposed to mean? Must mean Beschut Tfilat Rav. So they threw in, Beschut Tfilat Rav. This is Rav's Tfilat. Which of course makes absolutely no sense. And this became part of the Nusach of the Tfilah for the Kiddush HaKodesh. Revi bought that Tzulutei Amarach. Yiratzom Evan HaShem Lekenu Velukei Avotenu. Shetatzilenu me'azei panim, u'me'azut panim, mi'adamra, mi'pegara, mi'yetzera, mi'chogara, mi'shochera, mi'satana mashchit, bidin kasher, mi'baldin kasher, ben shu ben brit, ben sheno ben brit. Revi used to say this. Can you imagine? Revi had policemen, armed guards around him, that if somebody would attempt to speak to Revi with azut panim, he would be shot. And nonetheless, Rebbe had to say this tefillah. So, afagav dekami kitzutze aleinu, Rebbe. Imagine a poor guy normally walking down the street and waiting for the next taxi driver to drive by and say, "You shtick zebel." So, you need to make this tefillah every day.
Obviously, you're very preoccupied. Although, generally, a person who has bodyguards is more likely to be killed than a guy without bodyguards.
That's a good point, but the more apparently. Rav Safra batat Sudermach, Yiratzal Nufanecha Hashem Lokenu, Shetasim Shalom Bepamalia Shalmala. Because of Chasr Shalom, the upper reaches family, which includes the Sorim of the various nations, if they start fighting with each other, so then that expresses itself in war down here on earth. We don't want that. And Bepamalia Shalmata, and even between the Talmidim, Oskim Betoratcha, boy, these guys fight bad. And this Benoskin Lishma, Benoskin Shalolishma, the Koloskim Shalolishma, Yeratzon Shioskim Lishma. Rabbi Alexandri bought that to the mark. Yeratzon of Anakashem Lokinu Shita Amidenu Bekeren Ora. Give us a light corner. Baal Tamidenu Bekeren Hashecha. Va'al Yad Veli Benu. Va'al Yad Shechui Neinu. So he was very much into light as opposed to darkness. Shechui Neinu, we should feel ourselves surrounded by darkness, anything but that. I'd rather say that gufa was Rav Hamnuna's personal tefillah. Rav Alexandri's personal tefillah was this. Ribon Olamim, Galui v'yadua lefanecha sheretzoneinu la'asot etzonecha u'mima'akeb, so'or shebe'yisa, which is the Yetzirah, v'she'ibud ma'achiyot, yiratzon lefanecha shetatzilenu mi'adam, v'nashuv la'asot chukei retzonecha b'leivav shalem. Rava v'atatzutem roch, Elohai, ad shelo notzarti eini chedai, v'yakshev shenotzarti hilo lo notzarti. Afar ani bechayai, kavachomer bemitati. Arei ani lefanecha tichli malei busha uchlima. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai shelo yechte od. Uma shechatati lefanecha marak, marek berachamecha rabim. Avlo ayidei yisurin vecholayim raim. And this tefila was the vidui that Rav Hamnuna Zute used to say on Yom Kippur, which we are also maskir on Yom Kippur. And the last, Bonat Marbury Ravina, Kavi Mesam Tzulte Omahachi, Elohai Nitzol Shini Mira Osvatai Midabir Mirma, Minim Kalalai Nafshi Tidom, Minafshi Kafa Lakotie, Tach Libi Betoratecha, Vizvotecha Tidof Nafshi, Vetatzileni Mi Pegara, Mi Yetzara, Mi Shara'a, Umikora Ota Mitrachot Lavo Baolam, Vekola Choshvim Alai Ra'a, Meira Afira Tzatam, Kapkel Makshavtam. You'll notice through the political pressures of the feminists and the Yetzara, we had to take off certain parts. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. We're talking about Matovu Ohalecha. Then you should go back. What am I supposed to waste my time here? I'll come back and I'll tell it to you. That's only if. But if he finds himself saying the money we bechem, you can trust yourself. Sirche nakteva at. So he came back. We amarlo. I'm like, wow. Ilu labanu l'shma davar zedayenu. Ha'omanim korim brosh elam brosh anidbach. Marshei rishon lasokid betvila. Chatan batunik rachvan la'el rishana. Ad motzei shabbat ibnu asa maase. Maase bergamuliel. Shenasai Shava Kara Lila Risham Vivaratena Rabinu Khatan Patumikrat Shva Amalam any Shamelakem Vatele Minamakut Shamaim Afilu Shah Tanarabana. Omanim Kurim Roshi Lan Roshan Bakpalim Rosha Zain Borosha Teina but Kalailanot Yorgi besides that Labatamit Palalim Balabait Ekar Benkach Yored Lamatamit Palel the Fijin da Tom Yosheved Alab Romulator of Bari Barat about Ishmael Lerov on the one hand Tan Omanim Kurim Roshi Lan Roshan Bakamalobai Kavana Ibrahim Minia Korech Ratsh Kavin at Libo Shemashma Yisrael Lanon Askate Ushma Yisrael Mala Alan Baskate Afkan Baskate Ishtik. I'm like, no, maybe you know a pshat. I'm like, as a matter of fact, Hach Yom Rav Sheshes, for who? Shepetelim Mimelach Tan Vekorim. Vatanya Betilel Omrim. You can even be Oiskim Mimelach Tan Vekorim. Lokasha Beperek Rishona, Beperek Shini, or as we paskin, like Rav Posek Rishon. Tan Rabban and Apolim Shoyos, Mimelach Etzabala Bayit Korim Kratch Baba Vorkhin Fanea. Ula Acharea, Vokhin Pitan Vorkhin Fanea, Motzi, let's say, Acharea, the Mitpalim, normally, Mitpalim, Tfilash Shmana Esrei, אבל אין יורדים לפני הטבע, אין עושי כפיהם, ותניה מאין 18, אומר, שיש לו כאשר, אומר, גם לא רבי שוב, רבי ישוע, זה נקורים גם everybody, קצי אבינינו, זה מהיירי פועלים, אפילו כל אדם נמי, יורד, תהירי וירי וירי גם ליל, ולא כאשר, כאן בעושים מסחרן, כאן בעושים just for סעודתן, and indeed, ותניה, פועלים שהיו עושים מלאכתן, עץ הבעל הבית, קוראים קריאת שבן מתפעלים, אוכלן פיתם בדרנת מבורך לפניה, אבל מבורכים לאחריה ברוני שתי ברכות, קצת, ברוך הראשונה כתיקונה, שנייה פותח בברכת הארץ, and you call on בוני ירושלים in the ברכת הארץ. במה דברים אמורים, this is the raya part, ועושים בסחרן, but if they're עושים בסעודתן, או שהיה בעל הבית מסב עם הימים, and if he's paying them, then מבורכים כתיקונה. חתן פותר מקריאת שמע. תן הרבנו בשבתך בביתך פרט לסיק במצווה. ולכתך בדרך פרט לחתן. כאן אמרו, הכונס את הפתולה פטור ואת המנה חייב. Where do you see that? אומר of Papa, כי דרך, הדרך is רשות. הפכנה מן רשות. Who says? מי לא עסקינים? תגזו לדבר מצווה. אפילו, אחי, אמר, כמונה לברי, no matter what the דרך. No, because אם כן, למה קרא בלכת? מה בלכתך? Oh, שמע מי לא בלכת דיתך, הוא דמך חייבת. So that's the case. Yeah, but it's not an involving mitzvah. I can't get it. So then tirda. Afil tovas vina tovayak. Alom amr of papa barzav da barav. An oval of sky bechol mitzvot amurot batora. Chutz v'nat vilin. Shanyam ha-ben pe'er. Shem ha-percha chavos shalecha. Yeah, but it's the combination. That tirda rishut isn't pottering you. A tirda, which is a mitzvah, potters. Rach, that's laila rishut shemeita ishto. Amrula tamida, what? The meditator rabbeinu aval osu lirchutz? Amala, that's only normal people. Eni kishar b'nei adam, istini zani. Ushemeita v'yavda, kibel alav tanchomim. Amrula tamida, what? The meditator rabbeinu in the kabli tanchomim avalim. Amala, that's for normal avalim. Eita v'yavdi kishar avalim. Kasher ayah. Chatanim rotze likrot kriyat shma laila rishon kore. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, he has to be on a madrega. Lo kalo rotze litolat Hashem yito. My time of the Reb Gamliel, kasavrani nut laila's drabonim, letiva chrita ki yomar. So even though an istanis, you would have thought they would have asked it because it's not nikar, and we should be mach because people will be taya. But since, and the rabbonim, bakamistis lo goes a berabonim. What's the matter with you guys? Lokach shaniti lachem. Avadim b'shvachot einon dim aleim b'shra, einon rim aleim b'achat. Avadim lo tanchumei avelim alon rim aleim. Kishem shomim adam, al shorov lacham orot shemetu. Amakom yemalei lacha chesrontcha. Kach omrim avdova shivchato. Amakom yemalei lacha chesrontcha. Tani idak, avadim b'shvachot ein maskidin otan. Reb Yossi omer, im evet kasher haya, you should at least say, oi, ish tov, neman, neneh migio. I'm like, are you kidding? Im kein mayinach ala cherry? Tan rabban, ein korin avot ela l'shol shav, ein korin avot ela l'arba. Avot my time. Il, eme b'shum de lo yadina, mi ruven gratina, mi shunim gratina, so then yochim avot nami lo yadina, mi rochu gratina, mi leya gratina. Ela adach ha-chashive, tvelo ha-chashive. Tan yidach avadim u'shvachot, ein korin otam, Abba Ploni, Ima Ploni, except of course Reb Gamliel. The Korino Tam Abba Ploni, Ima Ploni. What? Maser Lister? No, it's another one of these special cases. Mishum de Chashiv. Om Reb Lazer, my dechiv kena varecha b'chayai b'shimcha sakapai. Kena varecha b'chayai zo kriyat shma b'shimcha sakapai zo tefila. V'mose ken katin yuzo posek. כמו חלה ודשא תזבא נפשי, לא עוד, אלא שנוכר שני עולמות, אלא מזב עולם הבא, שמה בשפתי רננות יעל על פי. רב אלעזר באת את המסיים פשוט אמר אחי רצון מבנך השמלכנו, שתשכון מפורנינו אהבה ואהבה ושלום ורעות, ותרבה גבולנו בתלמידים, ותצליח סופינו אחרית ותקווה, ותעזים חלקנו בגן עדן, ותקננו בחבר טוב ויצע טוב ויעולם חבלים להשכים, ונמצא ייחו לבבינו לראות שמך, ותבוא לפניך קורת נפשנו לטובה. רבי יוחנן באת למסיים פסוטי המערכי רצו מפנך השם אלוקינו שתציץ בבושתנו ותביט ברעתנו ותתלבש ברחמך ותתכסה בעוזך ותתעטף בחסידותך ותתעזר בחנינותך ותבוא לפניך מידת טובך ונפתנותך רבי זרע באת למסיים פסוטי המערכי ירצו מפנך השם אלוקינו שלא נטעה ולא נבוא ושלא נקלה מאבותינו רבי חייא באת למסיים המערכי רצו מפנך השם אלוקינו שתהא תורתך אמונתנו מהיד וליבנו ויחשכו עינינו רעב באת למסיים שם לוקנו שתיתן לנו חיים ארוכים חיים של שלום, חיים של טובה חיים של ברכה, חיים של פנסה חיים של חיבוץ עצמות חיים שיש במירת חטא, חיים שאין בן בושה או חלימה חיים של עושה וכבוד חיים של ריבונו אהבת תורה וירת שמיים חיים שתמלא לנו את כל כך לבנו לטובה רבי, באת שלום האחי רצה מבינם שתצלנו מייזי פנים ומייזות פנים מאדם רע, מפגע רע, מייצר מחברה, משכן רע משטן משכין בדין קשה, מבלדין קשה בין שוב, בין ברית, בין שנוב ברית and this he needed to say I forgot to come and get to the cell later Rabbi Rav Safra brought it to the Amaraki. He wrote to him, V'nach Hashem, L'kenu shetasim shalom b'pamaya shamala b'pamaya shamata u'bein ha-talmidim ha-oskim b'toratcha b'en ha-oskim nishma b'en ha-oskim shalol nishma v'chol ha-oskim shalol nishma y'ratzon shiyu ha-oskim nishma Rav Alexander brought it to the Amaraki. He wrote to him, V'nach Hashem, L'kenu shetamidinu b'keren ora v'yal tamidinu b'keren chashecha v'ayad v'libinu v'ayet shechweninu ikri amin, no, that was Rav Amnuna's tefillah. Rav Alexander's tefillah was like this. Ribon Alamim, Kadui v'yadu lefadach asher tzoneinu la'asod ritzonecha u'mi ma'akev so'or shebi'isa v'she'ibud malchiyot yiratzon v'necha shetatzileinu mi'adam v'nashuv la'asod chukei ritzoncha v'levav shalem. Rav about the tzilotei amarchi lohai ad shelo natzarti edi kedai v'achshav shenatzarti gilu lo natzarti עפר אני בחיי כבחום לביטתי הרי אני לפניך ככלי בלי בושה וכלימה ירצון לפניך השם לוקח שלא יחטא עוד ומה שחטאתי לפניך מרק ברחמך רבים אבל לא הידי יסורים וחולאים רעים and this same tefillah was the vino of Rav Amnuna Zutta ביום הכיפורים מה ברד הרבינו כאב עם סנטר דמוח Elohai nitzol shuni miros v'tay midabir mirma v'lim galalai nafshi tidom v'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeptak l'mi v'toratcha v'mitzvotera l'rov nafshi v'tatzileni mipegara miyetzara mishara'a v'mikoraot v'mitrachot avo ba'olam v'chol ha'koshvim alai ra'a meira afer atzatam v'kalkam ma'akshavotam yil ratzonim refi v'gyoni v'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'goal.
Today's daf is Daf Tesayin in Brachos. We're holding the Daf Tesayin on the base at the bottom, at the two dots. So we were in the middle of various ma'amorim of Reb Chama bar Rebbe Chanina, and we continue today. Yesterday we spoke about the special value of his mind, about the special value of being careful with the osios of Kriyat Shema. And today he continues by saying, Laman Nismecha, O Halim L'Nechalim. The truth is, Rashi is dearsome. Rashi's assumption, anyway, is that the meaning over here is not O Halim, but Ahalim. And the references to the pasuk of Kinechalim Natoyu Ka'ahalim Ale Nahor. So it's comparing Nechalim to the Ahalim, which is a little strange because it just points out the meaning of Ahalim over there is Alos, the Pashtas, and not tense. And so the Tosfos, and including with Nisim Gono, we also learned that it's reference to Matovu O'alecha Yaakov Kinechalim. That was the Ohalim of the Matovu O'alecha to the Kinechalim Natoyu. So the second part is like Rashi. In any event, Kidechsiv Kinechalim Natoyu Kiganut Ale Nahar, Ki'ahalim Natar. That's how Rashi is learning. Lo malacha manechalim, ma'alim et ha'adam mituma l'tahara, af ha'alim ma'alim et ha'adam mekav chova l'kav zechut. So the same way a person, the Lashon in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, is that just like a person goes in tamei to an ahar and comes out tahor, so too does a person go into a Beit HaMedrash or Beit HaKnesset, molei haveretz, and so on, and he comes out molei mitzvahs. Continues the Mishnah. Somebody who's reading a Kriyat Shema in the backwards, and he said that was backwards in terms of the words, the introduction here is a little bit nogea that shaila. Assuming that the next piece is literally connected to that opening, which is supposed to be. The Maisa was like this. Rabbami and Rabasi have a kachin like you know Rabbi Elazar. Rabbami and Rabasi were friends with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was going to get married, and they were busy setting up the chuppah. Now the chosin, while everybody's busy setting up in the chuppah, doesn't have much to do. So he said to them, you know what, while you're busy working, why don't I go and I'll go to the Beis HaMedrash. And I thought, we'll make a deal. I'll go to the Beis HaMedrash, I'll learn, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you over what it is that we learned. So that way, at least, you know, we both get, what's the point of wasting my time here? Okay, so he said to them, while you're busy setting up the chuppah, let me go. I'll go to the Beit HaMedrash, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you what I heard. So he goes into the Beit HaMidrash and he hears a Tana saying in front of Rabbi Yochanan, a guy who was reading Kriyat Shema and he gets confused. And now he doesn't know where he was up to. So what he should do is, if he's Be'emtza Perek, then Yagzor L'Rosh. If he's in the middle of one of the parashot, so then he should go back to the beginning, because there's no way to know where he was. If he knows he had already completed one of the Prakim, he doesn't remember how it is, what was he supposed to say next. So it's Bein Perek L'Perek, Yagzor L'Perek Rishon. Now this, the reason that the Mashmut of here is that it's going back on our Korei L'Mafreya is because if you would now say a part that he wasn't sure if he said before and wouldn't go back to the beginning, so it would be out of order. So if you get a Korei L'Mafreya in terms of the Pesukim, I know I read these, but did I read that? So let's go back and read the whole thing straight through from beginning to end, from the point that he knows, because otherwise it would be out of order. How about if he gets mixed up between Ktiva or Ktiva? He knows he's about to say Uchtav Tam. Oops, was that the first Uchtav Tam Ayadecha? Was that the second Uchtav Tam Ayadecha? Something which, as we all too well know, is the type of thing that can easily happen. As one of the Tanoim in the Yerushalmi said, we really owe our heads a great deal of kavod, because at least they know when to automatically bend when you get to Bodim. All right, so here you are, you're about to say Uchtav Tam. And you don't remember now where you were holding. You should go back. Wait, did I say Ben Perik or Perik? I think I did. Anyway, if you get mixed up which Perik, you go back towards the first break. In other words, before Vayayin Shemoah. If you're up to Chtav Tam, La'ot, and you don't know which one, go back to the first one. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, at which point Rabbi Yochanan interrupted the Tana who was saying this in front of him and said, now wait a minute, that's not always true. Because Lo Shano Ala Shalom Patak B'Lama'an Yerbuyim Echem, if he began saying Laman Yerbuyim Echem, and then he says, wait a minute, was I supposed to say Laman Yerbuyim Echem, or was I supposed to go on to Vayayin Shemoah? Then you don't have to worry. Because again, you're an autopilot. So why would your autopilot have made a mistake? You may be stupid, but the autopilot always knows what to do, right? So if you started off saying, Lamani, Buyamechem, so then Sirchei Nakatasi, so then the flow, you're just in the flow, you have a right to rely that your subconscious knew what it was doing. Anyway, so Atavi Amalavu, so comes back to Chatan, Rabbi Elazar, and he goes, tells Ravami and Ravasi what he just heard in the Beit Midrash, and they're busy still on the chuppah. So they said, oh man, that's great for you, Lobana Lashma Dabar Zed. If we hadn't come for your chuppah, we would have just come for this. Great. How many times that happens? Can we rely on that? Fantastic. Omanim Korim Brosha Ilan Ubrosha Nidbach. We started off this parak talking about how one reads Kriyat Shema. And the first thing that we discussed was the Kavanah that is necessary for Kriyat Shema. Now, the question is, we even saw about standing still and so on. What about your position? There are certain positions that are a little bit difficult to have Kavanah in. You know, I mean, if you're a window washer on the 78th floor, you know, and it's time to say Kriyat Shema, sort of dangling over there in front of the window. Do you say Kriyat Shema there, or do you lower yourself to the ground and say Kriyat Shema and go back up again? Now, the question, of course, also involves the employer, because a guy who employs somebody to go up to the 78th floor to wash windows is not going to be too happy when he spends a half an hour going down to read Kriyat Shema, half an hour going up, getting back, you know, which is the normal Jewish approach. Well, it's Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, it's Purim, and it's a Shahi Pahi, as the Gemara in Megillah goes. Jews are always taking off for something. So this is not going to be much good. And then, of course, our real concern over here, and it's a bit facetious, but the real concern is for Melacha. We have a standing concept of the Chashivut of Melacha. The Mokra and the Mishnah is the idea that people that are being Osik of Melacha, they want to do not stand up for the people that are bringing Bikurim, Osim Mitzvah, and so on and so forth. So you're not supposed to interrupt your work. Because once you're at work, you are Meshuvah to somebody else, and you're not on your own any longer. So the question is over here, if you are an Uman, you're working on something, either as gardening, so you're on the top of a tree, or you're a builder, and you're on the Rosh HaNidbach, you're on top of the scaffolding. Actually, the Nidbach is really the stone wall itself, but in our terms, the scaffolding. So these people can read where they are, and they don't have to go down in order to be mechayev in Kriyat Shema. Mashe einan reshaim la'asot kein b'tfilah, they wouldn't be allowed to do that in tefillah, because over there you need Kavanah that apparently is on a different level than the Kavanah of Kriyat Shema, and we'll see about something more. Furthermore, once we're talking about the ability to concentrate, we review now the sugya that we spoke about earlier in the discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and trying to figure out what Meshach Chov Kumecha, Blach Chaladera. Here is the Mishnah that deals with this issue. Chatan. A chatan is patur mi Kriyat Shema Laila Harishana. So now the first night of his wedding, he's patur from Kriyat Shema. And we'll see it. Those of you who were here earlier will recall that there's two issues here. There's the Tirdat HaMakshava, and it has to be a Tirdat HaMakshava that is part of an Asiyat Mitzvah. So therefore, since he's involved in getting married, and his marriage is certainly matrid him, and he's thinking about his wife and how he's got to consummate his marriage and so on. So until such time as he actually consummates the marriage, in lo asa ma'aseh, at least from the first day they used to marry on Yom Revi'iyah Betulah, until after Matzai Shabbat, once over Matzai Shabbat, I mean, even if he wasn't Osei Maaseh, he didn't consummate the marriage, he's still already basically used to the situation, he's no longer getting all hung up about it. But until then, he's not able to concentrate. Rabbi Gamliel got married, and he went ahead and he read Kriyat Shema the first night. Amar lo tamidav, hey, wait a minute. I thought, did you teach us? Don't say Kriyat Shema. Amar lahem, get off of me, man. I'm supposed to listen to you guys and not say Kriyat Shema? It's absurd. What exactly is that supposed to mean? Then we'll see in the Gemara. Tan Rabbana. Ha'umanim korim b'rosh ha'ilan b'rosh ha'nidbach. Umit palalim. Now the Mishnah says you can't do this for tefillah, and indeed you can't. But the Braita adds there are times, the situations where you could do it for tefillah. Let's say if you're on the top of a zayit, or you're on the top of a te'inah. Now that's kind of tree that is very supportive. You're not concerned about falling, so you could even daven there. I asked Tosafot, what about the problem of not davening in a high place? That you're supposed to be in a mima'amakim karaticha. That's a reference like standing on a chair, but this would be the equivalent to being on a second story. I mean, certainly daven on the top of a skyscraper. That's not called a high place. The question is relative to your immediate surroundings is it high. So here the tree is large enough for it to be considered to be like an aliyah. It's supportive enough for you not to feel that you're going to fall off. Therefore you could concentrate on your tefillah. Vishar kolaylanot, but other types of trees that are you're holding on for dear life, yordim lamata umit palalim. Uba'alabayit, now This is all taking into consideration the value of the work that you're doing and the responsibility that you have to do it for other people. But the Balabayit himself, who's working for himself, well, then he's got to take off a little bit more time. Benkachu benkachu, no matter what kind of tree he's in, yored lamato mitpalel, lefishen daton yoshevet alav. Now, Rashi understands this to mean, the difference is the Balabayit because he doesn't have the sheibut to someone else. And since lamaisa, a tree, isn't certainly the preferable place to concentrate, you could concentrate there, but if in order to have full concentration, you should be down on the ground.
Okay.
No, we're talking about the tefillin. So that again, it depends how we understand the whole problem over here. The question of it, but about here it says the Ferish Mitpalel. The simple way of learning this, Rashi has to introduce now a higher level of concentration, which we prefer you have, but a b'diavad lower level, which we never saw before, really. And therefore, the other Rishonim learn very poshut. The Balabayit is not used to being on top of a tree. The worker is used to being on top of a tree, so he can bob in there and be able to concentrate. So it doesn't bother him. But the Balabayit is not someone who usually finds himself on the top of trees, so he should go down to daven because ain't that on Yoshevet alone. But in any event, in terms of Kriyat Shema, we're willing to accept the level of concentration that we have, because after all, you don't have to see how long the Kriyat Shema turns out to be only one pasuk, really, the way we pasuk it, that the Kavanah is necessary. Rami Le Rav Mori Barada Bat Shmuel Rabbis, Rav Mori, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, we don't refer to his father. His father's name was Isser. We don't refer to his father because his father, at the time that he fathered him, was a goy. Shmuel's daughter had been captured and raped and was impregnated with this son. Then afterwards, the goy who raped her actually became a ger, naturally, you know, you start up with these Jews, that's what happens. And he became a ger and turned into Isser, who was in the Beis HaMedrash all the time, and so on. But meanwhile, we refer to Rav Mori as the son of Shmuel's daughter. So he asked the Rav, it's not Omanim Korim Barosh Ilan Barosh Anidvah. If in contrast to Tzviu'ah, it says over here that workmen can read on top of a tree, even when the tree isn't very supportive, or on the 78th floor of their windows. So Amalo Bai Kavanah, doesn't that imply that there's no need for Kavanah? But I thought we said before, V'ramini HaKorea Shema Tzarif Shechaven Et Libo. You do have to be Mechaven in Kriyat Shema. And he brings us an interesting braita here, we didn't have the whole thing before. Shinemar Shema Yisrael, which we thought was enough. But he brings a braita that learns it from a Gzera Shava of Shema Yisrael to Haskeit Shema Yisrael. Haskeit means pay close attention, which we said that was not necessarily in terms of Kriyat Shema before. So Mala Halanda Haskeit Afkanda Haskeit, which means that you need to be paying attention. Ishtik. Boy, that showed him how good. He didn't know the answer to that, Rava. So finally he said, okay, usually people ask questions that some people have an answer and they're just right to put them in the corner. You got the answer? Midi Shmielach Abaha. Did you hear anything about it? Actually, I did. Amalei, Halki, you know, usually somebody comes over and asks you for a vart. What you should really do is, okay, tell me, what is it you wanted to say? Because then I'm the least interested in here. So, Mide Shmiel Achaba, how did you hear anything? Oh, Malay, I did, actually, now that you ask. Haki Amar Reb Sheshes, V'hu Shebetelin Mimalachtan V'Korin. The point over here is that when you read the mission, it said, Korin Barosh Eilan Barosh Anidbach, you thought it meant that you simply ignore the need for Kavanah, and you go right on washing your window, or right on doing the gizum on the tree. That's not the point. There is a level of Kavanah that's necessary. You have to stop working. All that we're saying is you don't have to get down on the ground because Kriyat Shema is brief enough that you're able to concentrate sufficiently, even though perhaps not enough for Tefillah, because the whole meaning of Bakashat Rachamim is a different level of Kavanah. In Kriyat Shema, the idea is the Kavanah and the meaning of it and so on. In the Tefillah, you have to really change your heart. You're being Oveid Belipcha, that's Ezu Avodah Belev. That takes a lot more concentration, time, and quiet, and surroundings. So that whole din of Hikon Likrat Elohecha, which we'll see later on, the person has to prepare himself for Tefillah in various ways, one of which is in terms of his surroundings, the environment that encourages concentration. But it certainly doesn't mean for Kriyat Shema that you just go on working and doing your window washing. Is that true, though? That's what we said before. Remember when Beit Hillel was saying, Belech means you can do whatever the heck you please. You'd be sitting, be standing, walking on the road, and he adds, Oskim b'melachtan. You can be even working the Kori. So why do you say that the Mishnah means you have to stop work? No. Just to remember, there's a din of Kriyat Shema, and then there's a special halacha of Al Levavecha, which is a din of Kavanah in Kriyat Shema, which doesn't apply to the whole Kriya. So Lo Kasha, Ha Beperek Rishon, Ha Beperek Sheni. And of course, as Tosis points out, Perek Rishon is Lav Davka, according to the Man D'Yoma, who holds that it's the entire first Perek, so that which is what Rabbi Yochanan learned before, and Rabbi Akiva. Fine, it means Perek Rishon, according to the way we pass it. Means one pasuk. But the point is that Beit Hillel was referring to Oskim b'melachtan on the rest of Kriyat Shema. Tana Rabbanan, ha'poalim shayu osim melacha itzah ba'al habayit. There's various halachot that we have to know about what is allowed for a person who has a job, and that job means that obviously we take into consideration the fact that you have to eat, take into consideration the fact that you have to go to the bathroom. We're not going to detract from your salary for the things that are necessary for human existence. And included in a normal hiring of a poel is the fact that if he's going to eat, he's going to have to make a bracha, he's going to have to bench, and if it comes time for Shema, he's going to have to say Shema, and so on. However, the question is, how can we alleviate some of the pressure? Because after all, the man is not on his own time. You know, it's all very nice to say, I like the daven a lunch, Shmon Esrei, you know, so you hire me for 2 hours of work, but half an hour of that goes for Shmon Esrei. Yeah. What's actually a way to make life easier on a poel to get less time for mitzvahs and more time for the job he's supposed to be doing? So the dinner is like this. Korin Kriyat Shema, there's no way to let them off of Kriyat Shema. They say Kriyat Shema. They say Brachot Kriyat Shema. If they're eating their bread or clean pitan, they have to make a bracha before the after bracha. We'll see, we may be able to give them hakalot in that later on. When they come to Shmone Esrei, they daven Shmone Esrei. They do not make a minyan. In other words, if they've got a minyan there, they don't make a minyan with Chazaras Hashat. They just daven Ein Yodim Lifnei Ativa. If they're Kohanim, Ein Nos In Kapehem. They don't make Birkat Kohanim and so on. In other words, we stick to the minimum. And wait a minute, but you're saying they got to daven the whole Shmone Esrei. I mean, there's a way out of davening the whole Shmone Esrei, isn't there? But Tanya Mei Ein Shmone Esrei, the Braita says, they don't have to say the whole Shmone Esrei. They say Mei Ein Shmone Esrei, which we'll see later on, is a special nusach that was made that includes all of the middle brachot of Shmone Esrei. So you say the opening and closing, and then you include one bracha that has all of the various elements in a word or two for each bracha called Avinenu. And they don't say the whole Shmone Esrei. Om Reb Sheshes Lakasha, that's not a problem. I mean, we know later on there's a machloket whether we actually rely on the tefillah of Avinenu. So machloket is between Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yoshua. So according to Rebbe Gamliel, a person has to say Shmone Esrei. Normally, and according to Rebbe Yoshua, he doesn't have to say the whole Shmone Esrei. He could say the brief version of Shmone Esrei. Wait a minute. If it's Rebbe Yoshua, then it makes no sense. If it's Rebbe Yoshua, why do you have to be a poel? Anybody can say a brief Shmone Esrei if they're in the mood. So why would it say, Mayare Poalim, Afilu Kol Adam Nami? It doesn't make sense to say that the sheet over here that says Me'ein Shmone Esrei is Rabbi Yoshua, because Bedavka Rabbi Yoshua holds that anybody could say Me'ein Shmone Esrei. Oh, you're right. Actually, the other way. It's got to be going to Rabbi Gamliel, because otherwise, I mean, anybody would say Me'ein Shmone Esrei. And why? What would define then the difference between a Poel who says Me'ein Shmone Esrei and a Poel who has to say the whole Shmone Esrei? It depends whether they're working for their keep or they're salaried workers. If they're salaried workers, they can't say the whole Shmone Esrei. It's not their time. They have to say the Me'ein Shmone Esrei. If they're working for their keep, then it's an understanding that, okay, you know, I'm not really paying them. I'm just gonna, they're going to join me in the meals and so on, but that's about it. Now, over there, it's understood that they have a right to take off and to daven like anybody else, and so it's okay for them to say the whole Shmone Esrei. And indeed, Vatanya, there's actually a braita that tells us this difference. We're not making it up. It says in the braita like this: Apoalim shayu osim ben lachai tzel ba'al habayit korin kriyat shema umitvalalin vochlim pitan ve'ein mevorchim lefaneha abu mevorchim la'acharei ashtayin. According to this braita, the drabanans, in other words, the brocha lifnehem, although not everybody has the gears as we have it. If you take a look in the Bach, it brings that both the Rif and the Rush have Mivorchim Lefaneha. The short Bracha Lefaneha, you do say. And in fact, that's how we paskin. The Bracha afterwards is Mivorchim Lacharea, but not a regular Birkat HaMazon. Instead, there's only two Brachot. The first Bracha of Hazan is normal. So Bracha Rishonah Ketikuna. The second Bracha includes in it the rest of Birkat HaMazon. So it starts off Birkat HaAretz, the way we do it, no deh. And you include in Birkat HaAretz also Bonei Yerushalayim B'Birkat HaAretz, and the Bracha D'Rabbanan Avatov HaMetiv you skip completely. Bamed Varim Amurim, now this is the part that's important for us. Bamed Varim Amurim Bosim B'Scharan. This is only on salaried workers, and they can't take off to make a regular Birkat HaMazon. Aval Osim B'Seudatan Oshaya Ba'al HaBayit Meisadi Mahem. If they're only working for keep, or if the Baal HaBayit is part of the meal, and then it's understood that he's basically, you know, palsy-walsy to some extent, expecting them to join him the way he's acting, then Mevorchim Ketikuna, then they say regular Birkat HaMazon. But Maisa, we are not makpid on these halachas generally, because we understand nowadays people have gotten a lot more religious, and it's assumed that if a guy hires you, You know, he expects you to bench and everything. However, it is no gay halakha lemaisa. For instance, let's say three people are eating together. One guy finishes early. Can he wait for? They don't want to. He says, you know, let me bench. They don't want to answer. There, indeed, the modern post can say he shouldn't. He should go walk away. Go back to his job. In other words, to whatever extent you're wasting more time than that is absolutely necessary for your ikar for you of him, you're not allowed to. You go back to your job. What's assumed is only because of the umdanam. In other words, all types of business relationships are defined by the assumptions that are normal social assumptions. So in our days, the normal social assumption allows for standard birkat hamazon and so on and so forth. Chatan patur mikriyat shema. Now we're going to go over the whole sugya that we had before, because now it's in terms of the pirush of the Mishnah. But we really know this from the Gemara earlier. So Tana Rabbana, v'shivtecha b'veitecha implies prat la'osek b'mitzvah. Uvlech lecha v'aderech implies prat l'chatan. Now we understand that an osek b'mitzvah means literally osek. In other words, he's busy with it. A chatan is not busy. A chatan is tarud. There's two completely different issues over here. So we need two psukim. One to tell me that while you're actually busily doing a mitzvah, that there's no chiyuv of doing another mitzvah like Kriyat Shema. And the other is to tell me that a chatan who can't concentrate is patur. There's a question as to whether this means that hatoreit b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, or this is only a din in the kavana mitzvah legabe Kriyat Shema. We'll see whether there's a generalization about a concept of tirat b'mitzvah later on. Right now, let's assume we're talking only about Kriyat Shema. And mikan amru akoneset habetula patur ve'at almana chayav. And from here we said, is very unclear. Because the tirat b'mitzvah, I mean, if it says chatan, it doesn't say what the problem is with the chatan. So we can assume that the idea of the chatan is that he's involved in the mitzvah, even though he's not osek the mitzvah. Right? So he's not currently actually doing the mitzvah, but he's got a mitzvah on his mind. So why does it follow that it dak if he's koneset a betula? What's the difference between a betula and an almanah? It's always a mitzvah to get married. So why isn't that enough as a patron? Okay, now let's go back to the drasha. My mashma, excuse me, but where does b'shivtecha b'veitecha and so on, b'lechtecha v'aderech, where does that imply that we're talking about exceptions for someone who's involved in a mitzvah on some level? Well, says Rav Papa, look, I mean, it says b'lechtecha v'aderech. I mean, what's a derech have to do with a mitzvah, right? A derech, by definition, is just wherever you happen to be going. So just like a derech is a reshut, the Torah is therefore saying, if you are involved in your own business, then you should say Kriyat Shema. But if you're not involved in your own business, and you're doing something particular, which the Torah told you have to do, then you don't say Kriyat Shema. But how does that follow? I mean, Milo Askinan, because of the Dvar Mitzvah, couldn't you v'lech chavaderech mean a guy is busy going on his way to a Brit Milah, or he's going on his way to bring a Korban Pesach? I mean, why does derech mean dafka, that it's your own business? And nonetheless, the Torah was saying, despite the fact that you're on the road, I don't care what you're going to, I don't care if you're on your way up to the Beit HaMikdash to bring a Korban, stop and recreate Shema. Maybe that's the way to understand the pasuk. Because then the point would be, I mean, if it's not Balech Techava Derech, why does it say Balech Techava Derech? Whether walking on the road, why you're walking on the road? I mean, we're talking to you. What's the point of saying Balech Techa? Shmaminga, the point of Balech Techa is when it's your own business, in your walking on the road. That is to say, your concerns of walking on the road. So Balech Techa, Shmaminga, Balech Techa, Hu Demichayavta, Ha Demitzvah Ptura. You'd only be chayav when you're doing your own walking. Okay, now you're saying that the idea, therefore, is that if you're involved in a mitzvah, so a guy who is walking, so to speak, to his own wedding, you're now saying, since that's a mitzvah, he should be patur. So what's the difference whether his wife-to-be is a betula or an almana? Yachi mai ari akoneset betula, afilu koneset almana nami? I mean, he is busy, so to speak, on his way to the chuppah. No, the difference is that hachatarib v'achalotarib, taking a betula is much more problematic mentally than taking an almanah. An almanah, you figure, okay, you know, we'll get this over with. A betula is already the first time, and it's a whole hassle, and is it really going to work out, and is she really a betula, and all the things that people think about at such a moment. So it certainly is a lot more involved in thinking about his wedding if he's taking a betula. Well, wait a minute, so now you're saying the issue is not the mitzvah? You're saying the issue is, can he concentrate? Well, so then if the problem is the concentration, I want to get out your picture again, Richie. Mm-hmm. The picture.
The Titanic, there we go.
Yeah, just pass it around, shove around. The back, I don't see anything. They don't have any humor back there anyway. There's nobody smiles. This guy hasn't had his, what's your name?
James.
Ah, now I understand. I mean, that's about as straight a name as you can get. He ain't going to crack his name. But show him the Titanic anyway. So, maybe that explains it.
Okay, so then even if he just shipped out on the Titanic, I mean, he's got all of his, everything he owns is on the Titanic, you know? So that ought to get him a little bit torued, you know? He just lost everything. So should he be potter from Kriyat Shema? I mean, he's not, because Alon Hamer of Abba Bar Zavda Marav, Avel, a guy who's in mourning, is still Chayav b'chol mitzvot Amarav b'torah. He may be very deeply psychologically tarud in his loss. Nonetheless, we're not letting him off just because of that, you know. No, get yourself together and say Kriyat Shema. So why then the Chatan? I don't understand. I mean, you can't have it both ways. If it's a question of Tirda, then what's the difference if it's a both? And if it's a question of Mitzvah, then what's the difference if it's an Almana? No, and it says over there, by the way, the Chayav on Mitzvah is one Mitzvah, he's now Chayav on Netzvilin, Shari Nemar Ben Pe'er, Shari Nemar Pe'er Chachavo Shalech. And so remember that we talked about the way that Rashi explains before, that it's Eino Noeh for the Avel, who is Megulal Be'afar, and that's the first day, that he should be wearing Tefillin. Okay, but we spoke about that earlier when we went into the details. Obviously, Perachach Avosh Alecha is the marker for the actual Isser of wearing tefillin for the Avon. And it's there, but why did Rashi have to give the explanation that we discussed? Answers the Gemara, Hatam Tirda de Rishut, Hacha Tirda de Mitzvah. Well, we understand the Balechtecha, Vaderech, Balechet Ditcha. So the Balechet Ditcha means when you are involved in your own business. An Avel is involved in his own business. Despite the fact that he may have the Chiyuvim to show Avelut, he does not have Chiyuvim to feel Tarud in Avelut. That's not part of the mitzvah of Avelut. Avelut is a mode of behavior in which a person goes through steps of mourning. It does not include the psychology of having a mind that is torued by mourning. And therefore, that's not called tirda the mitzvah. Where the mitzvah itself involves a tirda, such as getting married to a betula, there you have this particular betula, b'lechtecha. If the mitzvah doesn't involve tirda, then it doesn't come from the pasuk. Because we only have this one additional limud, and again, we have to apply Occam's razor. So we have the most you can learn is when you have these two elements, tirda and mitzvah. Remove one of them, either in the case of the ship, which removes the mitzvah, or remove the other, such as the case of marrying an almana, which removes the tirda, and then the heter doesn't apply, and you have to say kriyat shema. The tirda is a necessary result as part of normal psychology of the mitzvah. In other words, it's involved in taking a betula. Involved in the mitzvah of the avelut, there's no tirda whatsoever. The death, let's say maybe it's the death of someone that's very close to you that is not b'chayav avelut, right? So that would have just as much tirda. The death of someone that is b'chayav avelut, who you couldn't wait till they dropped dead anyway, is still b'chayav avelut. But again, the tirda element is not part of the mitzvah, one or the other. Either you are tarud or you're not tarud.
He
isn't on the Titanic. He only shipped his stuff on the Titanic. He's too smart for that. Try that again. Rachatz Laila Rishon Shemeta Ishto. Now, Rabbi Gamliel had a little bit of a history of never following his own teachings. So the first thing was that when he was a chosen, he said Kriyat Shema. The next thing was his wife died, and he went ahead and he went and took a shower that night after the funeral. And his talmidim said, "Didn't you say that an aval is asur lirchotz?" So he said, "Yeah, but that's for regular people. I'm not a regular person. Istani zani. I'm a very delicate constitution over here. If it's spoiled, and if I don't take a shower, then I will be miserable or maybe even sick." Rambam actually, as opposed to everybody else, says istanis is itstanis with a tzadi, which is mitsunan. No, not in the modern sense, but I have a low metabolism, so I need to get warmed up all the time. You know? But as Tosis points out over here, the iser of rechitza for an avel, is because of ta'anuk. For whatever reason, and that's true on Yom Kippur too, in other words, or Tisha B'Av, whatever reason we ask for washing in water, it's always because of ta'anuk. It's not that it's a specific iser of washing in water. So if there's a reason that you're washing that is not for ta'anuk, you have a skin problem that needs washing. So of course, wash. That's not the rechitza that was awesome. You're chilled. So wash. That's not the rechitza that's awesome. And so on and so forth. So that's what he's saying. I'm not washing for tanug. I'm an istanis. Another thing that he did that was inconsistent was when his servant Tavi died, he basically acted like an avo and accepted tanchumim for his servant. Omrulo tamidav. So again, his talmidim said to him, "Libadatena rabbeinu she'ein mekablim tanchumim al avadim." I thought you're not supposed to accept amokom yinachem otchem when it comes to an eved. Amalem, that's for other people. In Tavi Avdi Kishar Avadim, my servant Tavi is not like normal Avadim. He was an Adam Kosher Hayah. Chatan Imrot Selikrot Kriyat Shema Laila Rishon. Correct. If a Chatan feels that he can say Kriyat Shema, so then he should do so.
Now, wait a second. In doing so, this person is asserting that I would never miss Kriyat Shema, and I am not like other people. I could certainly concentrate on Kriyat Shema. It's all those plebeians out there that don't know how to say Kriyat Shema on a night like this. You think a little thing like a marriage would get in my life in the way of Kriyat Shema? That kind of statement shouldn't be made by a guy who can't really make a statement like that. You have to be able to deserve making such a statement. So therefore, you want to take on yourself the shame of being a chassid and a frumer and so on and so forth. You have to earn it. You can't just put on a long black coat. It's a complicated thing. Yeah. Now, what was, getting back to Rav Gamliel, who went ahead and he took that shower, isn't there an issur d'oraisa? Basically, there's a concept called aninut. It's the first, we're talking not about an avel now, it's the second, third day of aninut. It's the same night as the funeral. The day of death itself is aninut. And the Torah tells us that there's a concept called aninut in the Din of Maaser. Lo achalti ba'onim imen. It means that the status of aninut is recognized mid-yoraisa, and it's an issur d'oraisa. It's for this particular thing about maaser, fine, but in other words, once we're koveya these isurim, would we not be machmer on the first night? No, he holds aninut laila the Rabbanan. Actually, even the aninut in terms of the dinim of maaser are also only during the day. Dichtiv, the day of the burial, it's the death itself, actually. Dichtiv va'achritak yom mar. The end is a bitter day, but only a day, not the following night. And therefore, the takana over here at night was only a drabanan that had no shorish d'oraisa. As Tosis points out, anyway, the whole thing is drabanan. What exactly is the Gemara talking about? I mean, the din of aninut has nothing to do with the din of not washing. The din of aninut is not eating maaser d'oraisa. So it says the Gemara is taking for granted that if there would be dinei aninut d'oraisa that would include the night, then the Rabbanan would certainly have been mitakein ki'ilu it's d'oraisa their chumres on the night. But since he held that aninut is only b'yom, even b'nogea maaser, so therefore it was like any of the other days of avilut, and therefore there was no gezera whatsoever on rechitza for someone who is not washing for tanug, but rather needs it for his overall well-being and health. This is how Tosfos understands it. The question of whether you have to say b'mokam istinis lo gozer b'rabonin, according to Tosfos, is a problem. Because according to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with the fact b'mokam istinis. It just has to do with what the definition of rechitza is. In other words, let's say that he would have had some sores on his skin. He had psoriasis or something. And he needs to wash in order to take care of his skin problem. Would we need to say that b'mokam psoriasis lo gozer b'rabonin? Or would we adover borer that that's not the meaning of rechitza? B'chor, we wouldn't need to say it. Sounds like we say on Yom Kippur, somebody who has to shampoo his hair because he has a scalp problem. So you can shampoo his hair, right? Or Tisha B'av. So, I mean, it's the mashmaut over here is that an istinis is not a dramatic need, and that for an istinis, a shower would have elements of ta'anug in it, because his istinis requires that aspect. He's spoiled and needs this to get along. So we need a special concept of a makom istinis lo gozer b'rabonin. Again, this we'll discuss Bezrat Hashem in our Friday review. If you come back from a funeral of your Eved or your Shivka, you do not make the Shura in the Beit HaKvarot in order to say, Amakom Yachem Etchem. In other words, the owners are not treated as Avelim, even though obviously emotionally the relationship to an Eved and Shivka is very deep. We don't say the Birchat Avelim in the Rechava where we make the meal. We have that whole special tefillah that was discussed in the Tuvot. We don't say, Amakom Yachem Etchem. Once Rabbi Eliezer Shifcha died, and all of his Talmidim knew that they had a very close relationship, and so they came in to be Menachem, as if he was an other. When he saw them coming in, Alala Aliyah, he went all the way upstairs. So they followed him. Nichnazlan Pilon, so he goes into the antechamber that he had over there before his living room. They followed him. Nechemas Petraklitz, he goes into his dining room. They follow him into the dining room. He turns around to them, he says, there's something wrong with you guys. You know, I thought you were smart enough that if I pour sort of tepid water on your face, you'd get the message. Now I see I can pour boiling water on your face. You're not smart enough to get the message. Have I not told you? The halach is that avadim u'shvachot ein omrim aleihem b'shura ve'ein omrim aleihem b'rikat avelin v'lo tanchumei avelin. If you want to say you're sorry about a person's loss, you don't say amokim minachem etchem. You say I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. You could say if a guy's jaguar was crushed by a truck, you could also say I'm sorry for your loss. So fine, say that I'm sorry for your loss. Same shomim lo la'adam al sharel al chamarot shemetu. If a guy's jaguar died,
So you don't say, I'm sorry for your loss. You know, the guy was dreaming of that jaguar for God knows how many years. Okay, so that's what you say. God should give you back what you lost. So why to say that? But don't come here being menachem. Tosva says the reason we're so marked on this is because if people see Kabbalat Tanchumim, they will assume that they're b'nei chorin. And therefore, they'll take their children as being kosher and marry them and will end up with hitbolavut. By the way, I mean, the general question over here that the Achronim speak about is, and if he would be, let's say, not an Eved, he's not your relative. Is that what they say? My Eved, you know, it's only an Eved, so you're not, what do you mean it's only an Eved? He's not related to you. So what, if he wouldn't be an Eved, so then it would be okay to be Makabel Tanchumim. First, it's supposed to be Makabel Tanchumim on friends.
By the base of them.
So you see from here that the extension of Bayit is the equivalent of an actual relative of a blood relation. As a matter of fact, we take it further. We say the same thing is true about a Rav or about a Talmud. So that somebody has a din, and that's Choshev Tabin, Choshev Ka'av. Also, even though there's no blood relationship, so the dinim of Avelut were said on close relationships. So as Rabbanei is pointing out over here, this has a din of Beito, so it's an extension of self. Yeah. Yeah, actually, they say that now. Love it. Tanya Yidach, Abadim Ushvachot, Ein Maspidim Otan. Also, there's another bright that says you do not say a hesped, even on an Eved like Tavi, even though the Gemara brings various Maimorim and so on about Tavi, but not a hesped. Rabbi Yossi says, well, I mean, you can say something. I mean, you just don't bury a guy. I mean, if he's an Eved kosher, you should say something like, Hoi, Ish Tov V'Neman, such a fine, upstanding person. Nenem Yigyo, worked hard all his life. So they said to Rabbi Yossi, man, if you say that about an Eved, what are you going to say about anybody else? What more can you say about a person? In Kain Mai Nachal of Sherin, so I don't know if nobody else is going to be able to have a hesped. You already said the best things you could say. Tana Rabbona. Ein Korin Avot Elo L'Shlosha, Ve'in Korin Imahot Elo L'Arba. We'll see that the reason we begin this is because the idea of Eved and Shivcha very often, the children will refer to, you know, Papa so-and-so, you know, or Mam in the sense of Mam, you know, or Mammy Jane and so on. So the question is, do you refer to an Eved as Papa so-and-so or Mammy so-and-so? If we start off first of all saying that the status of an Av for Klal Yisrael is limited to the three Avos. We don't say, and Yosef HaTzadik is one of the Avi HaUma. He's not an Avi HaUma. You don't call the Imahot, only the four mothers. You can't say that great people root is an Aim HaUma. Now, why is that? Is it because you can't really be sure whether you are a descendant? I mean, like, you know, what are you going to say? Our father Yosef. I mean, maybe you're not from a tribe of Yosef. So how can you say our father Yosef? Is that the reason? So then you shouldn't be able to have four mothers. How do you know whether you're from Leah or you're from Rachel? So then there should only be two mothers. So clearly that's not the issue. The fatherhood and the motherhood over here is not necessarily a genetic fatherhood and motherhood. It's rather a sort of chashivut, of a paradigm of what the Ummah stands for. So therefore it's got to be something else, because we all have dinami rocho katinami lea katina. Ela ad haka chashive, tvelo chashive. The sense of the paradigmatic definition of what Yisrael is only these three men and these four women. Everybody else could be very chashiv, but they don't stand for the definition of the Ummah. Tanya Idach, another bright on the same lines of Av Aim, is that Avadim Lishvachot should not be called Abba Ploni or Ima Ploni, which, as we know, is really very, certainly in the American South, that was very much a norm. Because that's that when you get very close to a person, it becomes, you know, or in other places you call auntie, you know, Uncle Jim, and, you know, and that was true of Avadim as well. But you should be careful not to use the word Abba Ploni, the Ima Ploni, except, of course, for Rebbe Gamliel. Mishal Rebbe Gamliel, are you calling him to Abba Ploni, the Ima Ploni? What is this? Wait a second. You just said you don't, and then you say Rebbe Gamliel did, Maaseh L'Yisroel. You're now bringing us proof by showing us the opposite. No, we're showing that there are special circumstances. Mishum dechashivim, where you have very important people, then indeed, it's not that it's usur, it's that you can't just throw it around. It's not something that you give out lightly. No, the Avadim, in the house, the Avadim Mishvachot, the Chosh of Avadim Mishvachot.
The kids would call it more than they would.
No, not necessarily, once they get a name and everybody calls them. Yeah. Omer Reb Elazar, Mai dechtiv ken avarecha bechayai, bishimcha esak kapai. So the bishimcha esak kapai, we understand in the Siyah, there could be no say, levavoa kapayim el avinu shabah shamayim, that's tefillah, I understand. The avarecha bechayai is that which I do all the time as part of my life, or as the Marsha says, it's what I'm I'm ready to be moser nefesh for it, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it's with my very life. So Kena Varecha B'Chayai refers to Kriyat Shema. Bishimcha Asa Kapai Zu Tefillah. And if that defines the life of the person, the Chayav, Imosekin, Allah Bakatuv Omer continues, therefore, the Pasuk, about the next Pasuk, Kemo Chayler Vadeshen Tizba Nafshi V'Sifteir Rinanot Ya'alel Pi. And that will be his Zechut. And that would mean that is Lo'od El Shenochel Shnei Olamim, Olam Azeh Olam Abba, because Sifteir Rinanot means that there's two levels, and one is Olam Azeh, and one is Olam Abba. Rabbi Elazar brought it to Messiah Tzvut Yomar Hachik. After Rabbi Elazar would finish his davening, he would say, where we say Elokai, he would say the following tefillah. Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetishkan bipurenu ahava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyud. That you should put in our pur, is in the sense of purim, into our lot. Although there's some who learned purenu means literally our bed, instead of meaning puri as a bed. Ahava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyud. V'tadek v'leinu v'talmidim. V'tatzliach sofenu acharit v'tikva. See to it that our life has hope and success at the end. V'tasim chakenu v'gan eden. V'tikdenu b'chaver tov. V'yetzir tov b'olamcha. Give us a good friend and a good drive in this world. V'nashkim, let us wake up in the morning, v'nimtza yichula v'aveinu l'irat shemach, and just find ourselves naturally yearning for the yiras Hashem. V'tavol lefanecha korat nafshenu l'tova, and may the pleasure of what we are and the needs that we have come before you for good. Rabbi Yochanan Basar Mesayim says that Rabbi Yochanan would say his version of the tefillah after the tefillah. Look, take a look every once in a while, take a peek at the mess that we're in down here. Take a good look at how lousy everything is. And doing that, dress yourself with your rachamim, cover yourself with your power, wrap yourself with your chesed, and put on a belt of tachanunim. We're going to get to where we pick up what we do afterwards. We'll talk about it. This goes on for quite a while, so until we get to the end, let's hold it. Rabbi Zera bought the same tzvot yom arachi. Rabbi Zera had his tefillah. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shelo nechte, velo nevosh, velo nikaleh miavoteinu. We shouldn't be any worse than our fathers were, the way most people learn it. Reb Chiya batu the Matzi Amar Hachi, Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetehe toratecha umunuteinu, va'al yidve libeinu, va'al yechshechu einenu. Rav's famous tefillah, which became incorporated into Birkat HaChodesh, is Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetiten lanu chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel biracha, chayim shel panasa, chayim shel chilutz atzamot, chayim sheish ben yirat chet, chayim shein ben busha uchlima, chayim shel osher vechavod, chayim shetevanu ahavat Torah v'yirat The original marking in the Siddur, which said Brachot Tfilat Rav, got turned the Meshach Hazman into Bischut Tfilat Rav, which people thought was part of the Tfilah, and so they would end it by saying, see, in some Siddurim it says Bischut Tfilat Rav, which actually it's Brachot Tfilat Rav, which became now, you know, so the good Siddurim don't say Bischut Tfilat Rav. Rebbe Bata Tzalute Omar Hochi. Rebbe's Tfilah was like this. Yirat Zomach Adach Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avoteinu. Shetatzilenu mi'azei panim u'mi'azut panim, mi'adam ra, mi'pega ra, mi'yetzer ra, mi'chover ra, mi'shochin ra, mi'zatar ha'mashchit, mi'din kasher, mi'bal din kasher, bein shehu ben brit, bein sheino ben brit. And Rebbe said this despite the fact that he had every reason to feel very well protected. His friendship with Antoninus led the Roman government to supply him with a troop of goons so that anybody who tried starting up with Rebbe would have his head chopped off. And nonetheless, he felt that he needed protection from Azepanim and Azutpanim. And indeed, the Gemara brings a story in which the Sfila basically ended up saving his at least his reputation anyway. So, and we say this as each one of these things, or many of them, have found some place in our Seder HaTfilas. But we've still got a lot more to go, so we'll wait and see where we fit them all in.